The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. Welcome to a new episode. This is a pop-up episode. If many of you have been, tuning in week after week, you know I only post on Saturdays, but God is doing something new in this season. So, and I know this message is for someone. I don't know who it's for, but I know right after my coaching session, I wanted to get on here and say this word because it's been on my spirit all morning. So I am Coach Danielle Powell. Many people call me Coach Danny. I am the founder of Single Soup Pray. If you are single and if you are listening, feel free to join our singles community on Facebook under Singles Soup Pray. It's a private Facebook group. It's a group of, singles who love God, love to pray, love to encourage, empower, and also we just love to laugh sometimes. So we would love to have you. I'm really serious about building community in this season. You don't have to do this single walk alone. There are people who would love to connect with you. And to all the Singles Who Pray listeners right now, I want to plan a virtual meetup. So I'm going to post more about that in the group, this week, and continue to post throughout the week. Let me know what dates work for you guys. We need to meet up and I need to see you guys' faces. So that's something I'm putting out there. Feel free to message me if you have some ideas. I would love to get this together because I know you guys see me do the videos here and there and you hear me, but I want to see you guys. I want to get to know who you guys are. So I'm excited for this word today. I'm a Christian life coach. If you are new listening, if you would like coaching, feel free to sign up for a discovery call. You can sign up at daniellepowell.com. And if you are, you having issues on your single journey, you need accountability to accomplish your goals, or maybe you want to become a coach and you have a life coach ability in you, I would love to pull that out and to direct you and guide you on becoming a coach, because I don't know, for this season, God has been sending so many women who just have that, gift in them to coach people, to empower people, to encourage. And I'm so ready to help you on that journey. And if that's you, feel free to reach out to me because I'm taking a few slots to help in that area to start your coaching program. All right. And for this week only, I am having a discount on all my coaching programs for my Singles Who Pray members. So if you're interested, make sure you're a part of the group and take advantage of this discount. I don't do this often, but for this week only, I am giving out discounts on my programs. And special shout out to all those who already signed up. And I'm so excited to coach you. So again, welcome to a new episode. This is a pop-up message. This is more of a rhema word because I really believe this message is for someone out there. And the message is walking through the right doors. A good opportunity versus a God opportunity. So, I'm always have a story time. And I always try to keep it real on here and share my journey to how I got to where I am now. It has been a journey, and when, I release my book, you guys will see certain parts of my life on how I got to where I am now. To God be the glory, that's all I'm going to say. But before Christ, I used to plan events for, the music industry and the nightlife, and my sister and I, it was a couple girls of us, it was my sister, shout out to Tiff and Tawana. We had an event planning company and we used to plan a lot of great events for, artists and athletes. And at the peak of our career, Many opportunities came, great opportunities. And at this time, I had no relationship with God, really. I didn't pray. I didn't have a prayer life. So when opportunities came, I didn't really pray about it. I would just, you know, think about it and then, you know, see if I would take on this opportunity. So I recall a time where this club owner, he reached out to me to do an event, and he's like, just plan an event. I already paid for the artist, just plan the event. So I'm like, okay. And this rapper, he was a rapper. He was huge at the time. I still feel like he's one of the biggest rappers still. I knew deep down inside that this event might not go well just because of certain things. But I said yes and hope for the best. And fast forward, the event was, you know, doing pretty good. From outside looking in, you would say that this was a great event because the artist, he brought so many different artists to join because he had a lot of remixes. So he brought out all these people who was on his, like, even reggae artists, R&B artists, other, it was crazy. And that was like a good highlight of the event because, like, you really got a full on concert because of one person, because he brought everyone out and they were big names. So from outside looking in, you're like, oh, this is a dope event. But for me, I saw all the inside stuff, all the issues, all the craziness. I was just so overwhelmed and so upset because it was just a lot of craziness going on. And then a big fight broke out during this event. And right then and there, I knew what I was feeling in the beginning of the opportunity that I should have said no, but I did it anyway. So I really regret doing this event. And in this season, because we had the Holy Spirit, we are saved now. God is leading us. God is guiding us. Sorry, guys. You know, I live in New York, so it's always some, you know, motorcycles or buses going by. So anyway, we have the Holy Spirit to guide us in our decision making, to guide us when, you know, opportunities come. It may not be the opportunity like that, but it may be a job opportunity. It may be you have to make a big decision about your life. Maybe you're looking to relocate, or maybe it's a relationship, or maybe it's just something that something that's coming into your path that you need to speak to God about. Because sometimes we just get excited, and yes, some things are great and they're exciting, but sometimes we got to like pause, pray, and talk to God about it and really seek the Lord, not just 1 minute prayer, like really sit down and take time with the Lord and let God tell you if this is for you, and take heed of what the Holy Spirit is saying. So a week ago, a few opportunities came to me, and one opportunity really stood out to me. And, you know, I did research on the organization and everything looked great. I'm like, okay, this is something that I can definitely be a part of. And a few days ago, they reached out to me with like this great offer, and it's like big numbers, guys. I was even shocked at the number. And, you know, I was hype. I'm not gonna lie. I was hype. And then I was like, you know, let me relax and let me pray about it. And even after prayer, I don't know, something was just like, I don't know what's off. Something is off. That's all I kept feeling. And, you know, I just, you know, like, let me just continue to pray. I'm not going to rush and give them a yes. I told them I needed 3 days to really think about it. So I was late. And, you know, I mentioned this before, like, I always find myself praying really late at night, midnight hours, praying. So this particular night, I just got up randomly, like really late at night. And someone told me to look at their social media accounts of this organization that's, you know, wanting to partner with me. And I checked their website when they first came to me, and for some reason, everything looked regular and just looked okay. But at that moment, I didn't look at their social media accounts. So the social media person that I am, I'm going to find things that I need to find. So I'm just scrolling and I just see so many things that don't line up with my brand. It doesn't line up with what, you know, my name. And, you know, I was like, oh, I cannot take this opportunity. I just can't. And in this season of my life, my name is everything to me, and what I represent for Christ is everything as well. And, you know, legacy, all this stuff, I'm very intentional. In the last few years, I've been very intentional about everything that I do. Everything to who, even when it comes to who I work with, if that's in business, if that's in ministry and things like that. So I had to, and I was just like, just kept thinking about like the number, and I'm just like, God will send something better. God will send something greater, and I won't have to feel like I'm settling to be a part of something. So I had to say no. And I just know that God is going to send something better, and it's something that I will be, that aligns with his, you know, his vision for my life and his plan for my life. So I don't know who this message is for. Maybe God is sending some opportunities this week. That's why I feel so much urgency in my spirit to put this word out. I don't know who this word is for. And I know sometimes God will give me a word, but it's also for someone else, because, you know, I'm always praying for you guys. I'm always covering you guys. So I know this message is for someone, and it may be someone that's not even, you know, whoever comes across this message. And I'm going to go more in depth, this message. I'm going to speak more about this on Saturday, but I just wanted to put this out now because I don't know what opportunities is coming your way today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't know, before Saturday. So I'm just praying for you guys that we would just pray. And I'm gonna just give y'all some of the things I'm gonna speak about right now, but I'm gonna go more deeper on Saturday. Like, first of all, we have to pray. That's one of the things we should do if any opportunity comes. Cause like I said, some things are counterfeit blessings. They look good. They sound good. Even when it comes to relationships, some people, they sound good. They say all the good things. They look good, but that could not be from God. And that could even be with the jobs that may come your way, or just opportunities that, you know, partnerships, certain things that comes your way. It could be a counterfeit, and you have to pray about it. So first thing, pray. Second thing, discern. And research, that is just a practical thing that we have to do. You just don't say yes to everything without researching people. You don't know what people are into. You don't know what people are doing. So I just wanted to make this word really short. And please stay tuned for Saturday. I know God is going to download more things, because, you know, I'm always praying about what I speak about. So I pray that God is going to download more stuff that I can talk about regarding this topic, walking through the right doors. So let that be on your mind this week. God, guide me. God, give me discernment. God, let me pray about this. Lord, let me research. Let me do the work, so I just won't be working with people or just taking opportunities that do not align with your will. Oh, and another thing, sometimes it's not always secular opportunities. Sometimes it could be stuff in ministry that, you know, God didn't tell you to do that, and now you're upset because God didn't tell you to take on that task. But that's a whole nother situation that I will talk about on Saturday. Just pray about everything and just make sure that you are being intentional of what the Lord wants you to do in this season. So I pray this word was a blessing. You guys have a great Tuesday. God bless.